It's Rise of Fame with Janae Aiko, Born Tired. And you're still tuned in to Rise of Fame Evenings with your radio madame, Fezile Manzini. There's nothing as painful as seeing someone who cannot completely forgive or heal or move on from something, mainly because they feel, would see, an apology is owed to them, but they realize that the person who wronged them is not intending in any way to apologize. It can lead to you being stuck in a cycle of anger, bitterness, and resentment, even in relationships. That is why I asked the question this evening, which is, do you apologize for the sake of peace or only when you are wrong? Now, one thing that we need to understand is that there are people who just don't apologize, period. They would rather fight until they die than apologize. And people who don't apologize may do so for a variety of reasons, including protecting their ego, lacking emotional intelligence, or struggling with vulnerability and empathy. They might not understand why an apology is necessary, or they might fear appearing weak or facing retaliation. Some individuals, particularly those with narcissistic traits or personality disorders, may struggle to acknowledge fault and may even deflect blame or become defensive when confronted with their actions. So the most important thing from that we need to take is that in order for a person to be capable of apologizing and even meaning it, you must be dealing with a person who has empathy. Lonel Velo. Mundlo Hatles will never apologize. And not because they don't realize that they are wrong or that they feel you don't have enough facts, you know, to hold them accountable. They genuinely feel absolutely no remorse. And sometimes we just need to make peace with Gutsi. It is what it is. But let me know, Gutsi, put in the situation where now, whether it's in a relationship or a friendship or in the family, you have been wronged. And mhlambe, you've even reacted a certain way because you've been wronged. And now, Gutsi, you know, apologize. Apologize when, without getting to how did we get to a point where I'm reacting in this way in the first place. What do? You apologize for the sake of peace, or because you know, it's, no, I'm not wrong. I was reacting to something. You stick to your guns. Do you apologize for the sake of peace or only when you are wrong? And psychological facts are that people who don't apologize do so for ego protection, which is admitting fault can be seen as a threat to one's self-image, leading some to avoid apologizing to protect their ego. Lack of emotional intelligence. Individuals with difficulty recognizing the impact of their actions on others may not realize the need for an apology. Vulnerability and fear of weakness. Some people associate apologizing with weakness and vulnerability, leading to them avoiding it. Narcissistic or personality disorders. Individuals with narcissistic personality disorder or borderline personality disorder may struggle with empathy and remorse, making it difficult for them to apologize. Situational factors. Disagreement on the situation. The person may not perceive their actions as wrong or offensive, leading them to believe an apology is not warranted. Avoiding responsibility. Some people may avoid apologizing to escape taking responsibility for their actions or the consequences. So you see why it's not worth you holding on to. Umangabe, you feel, somebody wronged me and it seems they don't intend to apologize. It's not a reflection of you. If you know that you did absolutely nothing wrong, it is not a reflection of you. And do not allow it to be, because some people will even say, but if I forgive, then it means they're going to get away with what they did. No, if you forgive, it means whatever it is that they did to you did not define your life or the course of your life. So, umangabe, the intention was to break you, hurt you, destroy you. It failed because you will continue to live your life. You will be happy. You will thrive. You will achieve all of the things that matter to you. And that little incident, Lendengil, will just be a small thing. But when you hold on, uthi wena ayi fanele zaqolise ngamanekliwe, now you are going to focus your energy on something that is not worth it at the end of the day. Ngoba lokubalekile is for you to heal. Lokubalekile is for you to be happy. Lokubalekile is for you to be fulfilled in your own life, and only you can control that. Them realizing that they are wrong, them feeling remorse or not, that is on them. And the sad part is that because we are not even mental health professionals, you might not even realize that you're dealing with someone who has a personality disorder. How they treated you, whatever they did to you, is a sign. This is a person who is not well. So now you're going to carry that. Yeah, but no, let it go. When I'm to pililu, right? I want a personality disorder, right? Life must go on. Otherwise, you're going to lead yourself to depression, utoba stagnant, embilweni, utoba bitter and angry and resentful. And even at that point, they still won't see the need to apologize. I'm going to be getting into your comments in a moment as to do you apologize for the sake of peace or only when you are wrong? It's Rise FM. The station's Facebook page is Rise FM 943. Do you apologize for the sake of peace or only when you are wrong? And this is what you had to say. Cyprian Ndlovu, uts always because angfuni msindo. Tapelo, utsi, peace is more precious than perfection, so let there be peace always. Stembiso Kleni Mguni, uts when I am wrong, not for the sake of peace. Ras Dogme Diso, utsi, mine vele, I'm this person that's always apologizing for the sake of peace, shame, and most of my friend knows kutsi ngisuke ngicedza liqala and not ngobangislima. Mlungisi Paul Matebula uthi, yes, I do apologize for the sake of peace and move on ngimbilo. Hashtag azishe. Mpendule Keke Grayson uthi, all affairs, sometimes mele utehlise nuqolise noma ungakoni and noma ngabe ungamsabi loyo muntu kude ugweme imbi. Mine vele angivani nemsindo. Ngitama kugwema as quickly as possible. And angivani nekuphikisana nebantu because kuholela tukwe ngcabano if uphikisana nebantu labangakavuthi fenhloko. Yeah, I hear what you're saying. Bali Malema comrade, or rather Stu, uthi for the sake of peace I do. Umsindo into engazwani nayo. Kamo KT, uthi depends on the situation. Tasko Zulu, kunjani Fezile, kwesinye isikhathi sesendela kutfula, special uma ungathandi umsindo. Simpiwe Switch Innocent, uthi hey, mina I do apologize again. Just ngivale leyo ngulumo lesikukhona njengaleso sikhathi umsindo. I love that a lot of people value their peace because sometimes we value being right more than peace, and you can be right and still not have peace, or rather you can think you're right and still not have peace in thinking you're right. So we need to value our peace. Sometimes it's not worth it. Sometimes it is not worth it. And it's not worth making noise about sometimes if you can tell Gucci. A lot of people are going to get involved. This is going to get out of hand, but we still will not reach a resolution because the other person is determined to ensuring that we don't get a resolution. So I want to go to Guyege Lange. Ngazi Klanis. Yege Lescoco Sam. Kubege Nimbilo.